Well, I know it's bad for business, so why are Australia's major companies still failing to promote enough women into leadership positions? The latest survey from the group Chief Executive Women has found that at this rate, it'll take 80 years to achieve gender equality. The president of Chief Executive Women is Sue Morford, and she spoke to the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
I'll tell you what's disappointing about it is that people are understanding very, very slowly that diverse teams are really good for the outcomes within business. And we have to be mindful that they don't just bring them in and say, right, I've got one woman and we're going to pop her in HR and then we've done the job and the rest of us can just all get on with the work that we've normally done. They actually need to understand that we need women and men right across the board in all areas of the organisation so that we get the benefits of diversity.
Just on the 25 CEO appointments, only two were women at Macquarie Group and Spark New Zealand. So do you worry that the blokes club is thriving?
It's not so much the blokes club as the fact that the men don't realise the benefits of the talent that exists in the women within their organisation. I mean, it is nonsense that in 2019 that there are only two female appointments to CEOship. I mean, that's out of 25. That is nonsense because there is such good talent in our organisation.
So if we're not going to be getting equal representation in CEO roles, for example, if it's not going to be happening this year or next year, how long are we going to have to wait?
Well, there are some figures that say that we'll be waiting about 80 years for it to be equal, which means that my granddaughter will be 84 by the time we have equal representation of men and women. And it really is attitude, because if we just shift at the rate that we're shifting, we'll never get the change and we will lose generations of really, really talented women.
So the way things are going, women might just give up.
Oh, they do give up. And that's a concern, is that they can't see that women make it to the top. So therefore they think, well, I won't make it to the top. So they get to a certain point and they leave corporations. So the talent pool is being depleted. And it's more than just women want to show that women are good. It is the fact that women are good. And we're losing them from our talent pool by not putting role models up the top where they can see that it can be done.
In the case of the 23 men appointed CEOs, boards would probably argue that the best person was appointed on merit. Do you buy that argument?
I buy the argument that it's the board's responsibility to pick the person that they think is most appropriate. The concern I have is that the pool they're looking at is quite narrow because the women are not coming through. By the time they get to being picked for CEO, they're not within the pool.
That's Company Director Sue Morford, President of Chief Executive Women with the ABC's Peter Ryan.